Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is making landfall in eastern Cuba right now as a Category 3 storm. Earlier on Tuesday, it pummeled Jamaica as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record.
Southwestern Jamaica has taken a direct hit, and with many areas of the island cut off by flooding, it is really hard to know the exact toll that this storm has taken, including the number of deaths, now at 7, but that is expected to rise. The officials say Kingston's airport could reopen as soon as tomorrow for emergency relief flights. President Trump overnight also said the U.S. is prepared to send help.
That's ABC's Lionel Moise. President Trump got a gold medal and a crown from South Korea, but so far, not the $350 billion investment he had wanted from the country. The president is there to attend the APEC summit. Tomorrow, he will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on trade and tariffs. After its heavy overnight airstrikes killed at least 81 people, Israel's military now says that the ceasefire is back on. This is ABC News. More questions about the legality of the American attacks on those suspected drug boats after the Pentagon announced four more were hit yesterday. Might not be too long before we can get around even faster. ABC's Sophie Flay has the latest on new tests that could lead to us flying at supersonic speed.
NASA's experimental jet taking off on its first test flight over the California desert. Built to fly 925 miles per hour, nearly twice as fast as today's commercial airliners. The X-59 is designed to be the first aircraft to break the sound barrier quietly. The explosive-like sonic boom is why commercial supersonic flight has been banned over the U.S. But the X-59's unique shape turns that boom into more of a thump, no louder than slamming a car door.
Supersonic Concorde was retired in 2003. It was only allowed to fly that fast over the ocean. Maybe even tougher to get an A at Harvard. New study finds that more A's are being handed out. They want to get it tougher. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 56, partly cloudy and breezy, mild again for this time of year. Northeast winds at 10 to 15. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, a low of 34. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and 54. And for Friday, it looks like mostly cloudy, a bit cooler. Passing sprinkles possible, a high of 51. Saturday, a high of 48 with a 30% chance of a few brief light showers. And Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy and a high of 53. We have a west wind at 5 miles per hour in Richland Center. Currently after a midnight reading of 45, we are down from that to the current mark, which is 41 degrees. Today is Wednesday, October 29th. It is time to officially begin our broadcast day here at WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red flag, the bombers being in air, gave proof
down by the river, I'm left here to shiver. What I was living with can't be found.
Although I'm shaking, my heart won't be breaking, but there's no mistaking, I'm glory bound.
Let me hear it now. Out on this highway, I'm gonna fly away. Off in the mountains, I'll settle down.
End of the rainbow might not contango, but thank God I do know I'm glory bound.
Let me hear that.
I'm forsaken, my heart won't be breaking. No one can take me that far down. I thought I knew her, I saw right through her. Hallelujah, I'm glory bound.
All right. One more time.
Up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Good morning. We started the day with a national anthem from the Sattler Brothers, followed by Glory Bound from the Oak Ridge Boys. And here we are together again, friends. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail with the old Pontiac vibe, steering around the deer and ready to roll. Yeah, look out for those white tails. They are running crazy right now. So you don't want to start your day bad. Yeah, that can happen. But anyway, good to be with you today. Lots of things to tell you about. We'll recap sports in about 10 minutes. And news including a win for the Bucks last night and another early season game that they played pretty well. And we'll have that a little bit later on this morning here on WRCO, along with regular features, farm news and markets, and more. Here's Rodney Crowell featuring the late, great Johnny Cash.
I'm back on board that 49 Ford in 1956, long before the sun came up, way out in the sticks. The headlights showed a two-rut road way back up in the pines. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing, I walked the line. I got my thrill behind the wheel upon my daddy's lap. Grandpa rode co-pilot with a flashlight and a map. Cane pull out the window, it was in the summertime. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing, I walk the line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide that binds.
I know the time and place. It sounded like the whole thing came right down from outer space. I still can see those headlights and that dashboard in my mind. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing I Walk the Line.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Hush, get it back.
Shakespeare read real fine. Just like hearing Johnny Cash sing I Walk the Line.
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Must move right away. Pick up the phone, I hear somebody sing. She said, hey, does your heart still run like it should? I said, yes, but since you left me, it don't do me no good. I got a one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed to start this one on her heart. She wants to know, was this heart in a wreck? Are there bad breaks? Was their owner neglect? Will you be asking for an arm and a leg? I said, this old heart is worth a lot to me. But treat me right and I can let you have it for. One on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sundays. Guaranteed to start. It's a one on her heart. Said I need to see some papers on you. I said the title is clear. If something happens, she said, what will I do? Well, I'll be ragged. This one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed. It's a one on her heart. With my one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on some days. Guaranteed to start this one on.
T.G. Shepherd here on WRCO Radio and a one-owner heart. He needs to call Prime Mover on Saturday morning. Anyway, a reminder, an American Red Cross blood drive will be held today at Richland Center High School from 9 until 2. Also today from 11 until 4 at Weston High School. And the American Red Cross blood drive will happen today from 11 until 4 at Wyoming Valley School in Spring Green. For an appointment for these or any other blood drives in the area, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. And there will be a soup supper at the Highland Historical Society Gym in Highland, sponsored by Christ Lutheran Church. That goes on tonight from 4:30 until 7. Lots of good soups and crackers, dinner rolls, desserts, and beverages. And you can eat in or carry out. Cost for adults, $12. Age 5 to 12, $6. And under 5 can eat for free. Congratulations to the Richland Center Ithaca Boys Cross Country Team on qualifying for the WIAA State Meet. Your hard work, determination, and team spirit have made our community proud. Here is senior Ryan Stadler.
It really helps to have, you know, enthusiastic teammates who are ready to put in work and also to have fun, you know, so it always just makes the season better.
From the first stride to the finish line, we're cheering for you all the way. Good luck, runners. You've already made us proud. This message sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Benson Insurance, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Fall is here, and so are the savings at the Shoebox in Black Earth. Wisconsin's largest shoe store has thousands of styles in stock. Boots, sneakers, casuals, and more. All at prices that'll keep your wallet happy. Need school shoes for the kids? Or maybe a pair of work boots built to last? You'll find them all right here. Don't forget, the Shoebox has sizes and width for the whole family. Take the short drive to Black Earth and step into savings today at the Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200. Or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
Furnace or AC on the fritz, leaky faucet or toilet, no matter the season or the reason, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has you covered. We provide 24/7 service to keep your home running smoothly, fixing leaks, restoring heat, or keeping you cool when it counts. Fast service, a team you can trust. We are your home comfort experts all year long. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 37 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists as the Milwaukee Bucks erased a 12-point halftime deficit and beat the New York Knicks 121-111 last night. Milwaukee's Ryan Rollins added a career-high 25 points. New York's Jalen Brunson scored 36 points but hurt himself midway through the fourth quarter in a play that sparked Milwaukee's winning rally. Milwaukee with the victory now as they continue to play pretty good basketball early on in the season. Elsewhere in the NBA, it was Philadelphia 139, Washington 134 in overtime. Miami 144, Charlotte 117. Oklahoma City beat Sacramento 107-101, and Golden State over the LA Clippers 98-79. From the NHL, Toronto 4-3 over Calgary, Philadelphia 3, Pittsburgh 2 after a shootout, Vegas 6, Carolina 3, Columbus 4-3 over Buffalo in overtime, Anaheim 3-2 over Florida after a shootout, Boston 5, the Islanders 2, Tampa Bay 5-2 over Nashville, overtime win for Winnipeg over Minnesota by a score of 4-3, Detroit 5, St. Louis 2, and Chicago a 7-3 winner over Ottawa among the scores. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a two-run home run off Shohei Ohtani, and Shane Bieber pitched four-hit ball into the sixth inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays shook off their epic 18-inning loss to even the World Series with a 6-2 victory over the Dodgers in Game 4. Ohtani redefined the concept of short rest by taking the mound just more than 17 hours after he reached base 9 times in Game 3, but he gave up 4 runs and 6 hits while pitching into the seventh inning. The Blue Jays reclaimed home field advantage and guaranteed the World Series trophy will be won at Rogers Center in Toronto. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO's Sports Boosters.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
The aerobic polka on WRCO during the Light in the Milk House show is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, here we go. Ooh, stretch out. And, okay, got to tie my shoe a little bit here. Make sure I don't trip. All right, it's aerobic polka time. There we go. Goodness, yes, indeed. The Barbara Polka on WRCO. But I told you, don't polka so close to the record player. You're going to make it skip. That was the Barbara Polka from Captain Stubby and the gang right here on WRCO Wednesday morning. Here's Charlie McLean.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on the trouble with the woman.
cannot impose. You can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew him well, I really couldn't tell that he had another lover on his mind. You see, it felt so right when he held me tight. How could I be so blind? But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Guitar.
Steps slowly walking as they gently walk across a lonely floor, and a voice is softly saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore.
Moneymaker for Jack Green and the Jolly Green Giants, and there goes my everything. Today's forecast calls for a high of 56, partly cloudy and breezy today, and a northeast wind at 10 to 15 later. For tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 34. Currently in Richland Center, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and we're at 40 degrees at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs. Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
The wave of blue corduroy returns to Indianapolis. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. First, Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a bill that would require additional labeling for cultivated protein. State Senator Romaine Quinn says Senate Bill 560 would place labeling requirements on food products that contain cultured animal cells or tissue.
I think consumers truly want to support their local farm economies, and you can only do that if you know what you're buying.
If passed, no person could offer for sale a food product containing cultured animal cells or cultured animal tissue derived from cultured animal cells unless the food product is labeled with the phrase lab-grown meat.
I personally probably support an outright ban on this stuff. I think we're going to see a lot more developments in science that really question what we're eating and, frankly, who we are. And so I want to kind of get ahead of the curve. But instead of an outright ban, we just want to allow consumers to choose for themselves.
Quinn says it's hard for consumers to choose if they don't know what they're buying. The 98th Annual National FFA Convention is officially underway, and Brownfield's Erin Anderson is there.
National FFA President Amara Jackson of Michigan tells Brownfield this week is an opportunity for all members to engage.
When we allow ourselves to engage, when we connect with others, that is when the magic happens. And so it's my hope this week that students take a chance to look around them.
Central Region Vice President Kenyon Huntington of Iowa says it's going to be a bittersweet week.
When you think about gathering 70,000 of the most talented youth in the country, it just makes you smile. And we're getting these students not only in touch with others from around the country, but with business people and companies so they can see their future, whether that's in agriculture or outside of it.
I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The CEO of the World Food Prize Foundation says more needs to be done to address the global hunger crisis. Tom Vilsack says
a doubling of emergency assistance and relief, because the fact is if we aren't dealing in these crisis areas, either as a result of a natural disaster or as a result of conflict, we will see a lot of hungry people, a lot of angry people, and that increases strife.
Vilsack says it's becoming harder for farmers to help feed the world. Another case of highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed in northern Indiana. That's their seventh case of H5N1 virus this month. A farmer in eastern South Dakota says he's going to sell some soybeans now that soybean prices have improved. Doug Noam tells Brownfield.
I think we're going to start doing some 10-15% increment sales here this week and put some orders in a little bit higher than that.
Prices have gone up, even though we have not seen details of a China-U.S. trade deal. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
What does it mean to be a Dairyland seed difference maker? For our corn seed, it means having the industry's most advanced technology and traits to deliver exactly what Midwestern farmers need, like the next-gen rootworm protection that comes with high-performance Vorseed technology, like the ultimate above-ground pest control you'll find in proven PowerCore technology. And just like all the other powerful features of our full lineup of performance corn products designed for your soils and conditions. Find your Dairyland seed corn difference maker at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
A quiet day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. There was a light round of direct cash cattle trade reported on Tuesday. Dress deals in the north were at $360. That's substantially lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. There were some live bids floated at $228 to $230 in the south. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until the back half of the week. At the Oklahoma National Stock
stockyards, feeder steers, and heifers were $30 to $40 lower in limited supplies. Steer and heifer calves were mostly $40 to $50 lower. The USDA says demand was light to moderate, quality was plain to average. Medium and large one feeder steers, 553 to 595 pounds, brought $372 to $400. And medium and large one feeder heifers, 601 to 645 pounds, brought $315 to $335. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.77 at $379.65. Select was $1.66 lower at $360. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a huge negotiated run. The cash hog market was much more active Tuesday. Processors were very aggressive in their procurement efforts and moved big numbers. Buyers and sellers continue to monitor demand strength amid ongoing uncertainty. While there are questions relating to global demand, domestic demand is likely finding some additional support from pork's competitive price in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 274 with a weighted average of 88.03. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 88.13, and the Western Corn Belt a weighted average of 88.05. Pork values closed lower, down $1.06 at $100.02. Picnics, butts, and loins were all sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up about 500 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed ahead of widespread direct business. Feeders were lower on another round of technical liquidation, and lean hog futures ended the day lower on technical weakness. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, Ace of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always we appreciate your business.
Direct cattle markets are mostly quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up on trade deal framework optimism. November beans are 11 higher at 1078 and a quarter. January was up 10 and a quarter at 1095 and a quarter. December corn is 3 and a quarter higher at 432, and March is up 1 and 3 quarters at 446. Live cattle closed mostly lower, and feeders were down sharply with the ongoing bearish turn of the fundamentals. December live was down 60 at 226.57. February was up 10 at 224.10. January feeders were down 9.55 at 324.87. And hogs were lower on technical weakness and questions about demand, with December 67 lower at 80.82 and February down 95 at 82.45. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
An inexpensive way of measuring moisture content of harvested forages today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There are safe ranges for the amount of moisture in forages like haylage and silage. White County, Arkansas Extension agent Brian Haller.
And it's real important to get that moisture out. If you get it too wet, over 60%, you can have spoilage problems. You get it below that 40%, the forage won't ensile properly. So that moisture is very, very important.
You can hire someone to test the moisture content. Haller knew a farmer who had done just that, and together they tried an experiment.
I basically went to Walmart and bought a 6-quart air fryer, and we tested that forage, and it actually ended up being pretty much what the gentleman had told him was going to be. But it worked really easy, really simple. It takes about 30 minutes as far as the drying part, and worked really well.
Haller says he got a small pan to hold the sample and put a metal grate over it to prevent dry matter from touching the heating coil.
And we tell them you don't want to use your wife's air fryer, but to be honest, the one we have that I bought, I mean, I cleaned it up, and actually our family consumer science agent used it for our air fryer workshop, you know, a month or so later, and there was no problems. As long as you clean up your mess after it's over, there's really relatively no mess in the way I did it with that aluminum pan.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the 2nd and 4th Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
A dairy economist says the recent trend toward high butterfat components in milk has both good news and bad news. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Corey Geiger with CoBank tells Brownfield U.S. dairy farmers are making more butterfat than cheese and butter processors know what to do with. Geiger says the good news is domestic butterfat consumption is up 4.5% in the last 52 weeks. And on the world market, export sales are up because U.S. butter prices have been lower than the big three butter exporters of Ireland, the Netherlands, and New Zealand.
That, even despite the tariff situation and all that, U.S. butter product exports, and the other one is a big one, is anhydrous milk fat, which is a food ingredient, are up 253% year over year from January to August.
But Geiger says production is rising in New Zealand and the EU, meaning more butterfat is entering the saturated market.
There's demand for this, but again, this is an old simple equation of supply and demand, and right now we're just got a little bit too much extra supply of butterfat and caused spot butter markets to drop almost 70 cents since August 1.
Geiger says the market prices are down and buyers believe farmers will make even more butterfat, keeping prices depressed. Cash dairy prices were higher except for butter Tuesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry way up a penny to 70 cents, one sale there. 40-pound cheese blocks were up 2.25 cents for a second straight day at 182.25, nine sales recorded. Barrels up 2.5 cents, also a second straight day of a rise there. 182 the price, one sale. Butter went down 3 3/4 cents to 156 1/4 with 4 sales. Knife Hat dry milk up 1 1/4 cents at 119 1/4, 3 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Golden Harvest is introducing expanded options for soybean farmers in 2026. Ryan Dunsbergen, soybean product manager with Syngenta, says growers will have 19 new Golden Harvest varieties to choose from.
9 of those are carrying the Enlist E3 trait, and 10 of those are on the Xtend Flex side of things. We're continuing to use our proprietary genetics to offer trait choice to the American farmer, and we're excited about what 2026 is looking like.
He says that more options give producers greater flexibility in tackling tough-to-control, yield-robbing weeds.
No matter what direction farmers want to go, whether they want to move towards the Enlist side of things or they want to move towards the Xtend Flex or the dicamba-based side of things, we have options. So whatever farmers feel like they need to do for their operation and whatever geography they're in, we definitely have solutions to meet their needs.
Learn more about the latest in soybean trait technology by contacting your local Syngenta or Golden Harvest seed advisor.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
All right, temps around 56 expected today. Mild for the day. Northeast winds 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 34. Currently at the WRCO studios, after a midnight reading of 45, we are at 40 degrees. Here on the Light in the Milk House Show, 13 away from 6 o'clock. This is Waylon Jennings.
I've held it all in. God knows I've tried. It's an awful way in a country boy's life. Look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulder, the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, the light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife.
And nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Since the 1980s, the Haunted Cave at Eagle Cave has been giving brave souls chills and laughs deep underground. Step inside Wisconsin's largest commercial cave, where the darkness has a life of its own.
Whether you want full scare or no scare, this family attraction has thrills for everyone. Two nights only, Friday, October 31st, Saturday, November 1st, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Find the Haunted Cave at Eagle Cave between Blue River and Muscadet off Highway 60. Watch for the billboard.
Enter if you dare, only if you're brave enough.
Tickets go on sale each night at 6:45. For more information, call 608-537-2988.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It's savings season at Richland Locker. This week only, October 29 through November 4, grab these great deals. Sliced honey ham, just $4.98. Sliced baby Swiss, $6.48. Whole boneless pork butts, only $2.28. And bottom round roasts, $6.98 a pound. Hunters, before you head out, stock up on snacks and check out the largest selection of beer and liquor around. And please note, Richland Locker will close at 2 o'clock on October 31st to honor Carl Huth and his nearly 40 years as owner. Richland Locker, where quality meets and community come together.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, there's an impressive low-pressure system centered down toward eastern Missouri this morning, causing a huge shield of rain stretching across most of Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, all the way down to Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. That's going to basically swirl off to the south and east of us over the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, dry air and high pressure nudging in from the northeast will clear our skies off, and we should have a pretty nice October day today, and really pretty nice tomorrow as well. Now, there will be a couple of weak disturbances shifting in from the northwest as we get into Friday and Saturday. That'll drag in somewhat cooler air, and also the chance of a few sprinkles or stray light showers, but the amounts would be very minor. Otherwise, we'll see dry weather on Sunday with more sunshine before a cold front slides through on Monday. The current data supports the best chance of rain with that over the northern half of the state Monday, but at least a slight chance here. Otherwise, no big change in temperatures all the way through the middle of next week. Today's forecast, partly cloudy and breezy, high near 56, the wind northeast 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, just a bit chilly, dropping to 34. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, high near 54 degrees, northwest wind at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, a few more clouds and a small chance of sprinkles, low temperature in the mid-30s. Friday, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler. Passing sprinkles are possible, high 51. Heading into Saturday, mostly cloudy and chilly. 30% chance of a few brief light showers. Low 34, high of 48. Definitely jacket weather. Sunday, more sunshine again. Frosty in the morning at 33, high of 53. Monday, variably cloudy and breezy. Slight chance of a light shower, high 56. And Tuesday, some sunshine, high 54. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 40 degrees. That is so far the overnight low. Yesterday's high was 54. Also for the date, the record high came in 2024. It was 80 degrees a year ago, low of 15. That was set in 1975. So a year ago, 80 was the high and 61 the low. Sunset will happen at 5:57 for this evening. This morning, sunrise time at 7:33. We have a 4-mile-an-hour northwest wind right now, barometer at 30.08. After a midnight reading of 45, it is 40 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the Westside Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, and Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support. Thanks for joining us today. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 6 o'clock.
Quality Segway UT10 1000cc 105 horsepower UTVs for $9,999. The Homesteader store was able to